USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is moving toward the passage of a big computer chip bill with final approval expected this week. The measure cleared a final procedural hurdle in the Senate on a vote of 64 to 32. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the bill will create good jobs and prepare the country for the future.
We reawaken the spirit of discovery, innovation, invention, and optimism that made America the envy of the world.
The bill will be sent to the House after expected passage by the Senate. Former President Trump says the United States has been brought to its knees since he left office. Trump returning to the nation's capital to speak at a conservative summit. Trump citing soaring inflation and said the United States has become a beggar nation groveling to other countries. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The former vice president makes a trip back to our nation's capital.
Vice President Mike Pence speaking at the Young Americans Foundation in Washington, D.C. Tuesday morning.
To restoring the unalienable right to life for every American, born and unborn. So we must not rest. We must not relent. We must not tire until we've restored the sanctity of life to the center of American law in every state in the nation. We save the babies. We'll save America.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Consumer confidence is falling due to worries about high inflation. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index fell more than 2.5 points in July for the third straight monthly decline. The board noting rising food and gas prices continue to weigh on consumers. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 228 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Senate Judiciary Committee holds a hearing on protecting police officers. The hearing comes in the wake of 73 officers being killed in the line of duty in 2021, with more than 50 others dying in accidents, according to the FBI. Ranking Member Chuck Grassley claims any loss of law enforcement should be considered a tragedy.
It's a tragedy for the officer who sacrificed his or her life. It's a tragedy for families and friends left behind. It's a tragedy for the community that lost a public servant.
DHS reports the amount of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border without being apprehended has increased significantly. Appearing on Fox News, McAllen, Texas Mayor Javier Villalobos says it's an increase they've expected.
We have the initial impact, and there's no question about it. And that's why we kept on saying, and look, we need help. We need some action by our feds.
He says he believes it's a national crisis. The Biden administration is considering offering temporary ID cards to illegal immigrants waiting for their asylum cases to be processed. It could help law enforcement track illegal immigrant encounters while they wait for their asylum cases to be processed. Tony Dow of Leave It to Beaver fame has died. The 77-year-old's death announced on his Facebook page. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.